Well, the ANC brought out the big guns. Former President Thabo Mbeki, he brought the other former President Kgalema Motlanthe. It got the main entertainers, artists that it could buy. And it looked like the polling changed positively towards the ANC. Whereas the polling was suggesting that the ANC would get as low as 40%. After a week of serious campaigning and 2 weeks of campaigning, the number went up, suggesting that the ANC might get up to 45%. But this week, it looks like it might go slightly below 45%. From the ANC side, they are hoping that they will at least get 45%, because most of the polling suggest that. We may find that they might actually do better, but everybody seems to think that even the ANC, it's already thinking around 45%, and if it's 45%, they think they would have done very well.
That is as I ask you, because we've been talking throughout the campaign period about the possibility of the ANC, whether it can get majority. I was reading also the EFF, Julius Malema, on the issue of whether he will be open to collaboration. And when that happens, if we talk about coalition government, in case, which parties are more likely to come together?
Well, the ANC is almost like the Democratic Alliance. And most of the stalwarts within the ANC are more comfortable with the Democratic Alliance. Because one needs to understand that they get the funding from the same people. One must also understand that the president of the ANC got money largely from the white major donors, who had actually given an instruction that was very clear about making sure that the ANC is business friendly, that the ANC forgets this nonsense about the revolution. So Ramaphosa himself was successful in buying most of the members of the National Executive Committee of the ANC. So at the moment, the current leadership of the ANC is under Ramaphosa's pocket. And if Ramaphosa is under the control of the white monopoly capital, it is most likely that the ANC and the DA may form a coalition. And as I say, a number of stalwarts who are very angry with the EFF would rather not work with the EFF. And besides, the EFF seems to be on a far radical posture. And of course, the many other international players who are influencers would rather have the DA and the ANC, knowing full well that the Democratic Alliance will be the thinking center of the coalition. It is possible that in some provinces, the EFF and the MK may form a coalition. But for now, the national government will comprise largely of the ANC. So we should prepare ourselves for another term that is ANC-led, but it will be DA-controlled at the level of programs, at the level of thinking, and at the level of orientation.